This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowing here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy. And Microplant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe. All for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Microplant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support our...
Destroying America has been a bipartisan effort. And we're the answer. This is Govern America.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding in heaven because goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. Vicki Davis is here. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on this 2nd of August, 2014. I'm not sure if I gave the date in the first hour. Anyway, continuing on here, we're discussing the smart grid, the Internet of Things, and all of the technocratic systems that are being built around us here on a daily basis. You know, getting back into this, and by the way, somebody asked me to give my email address in the chat room. The email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. You can get to it from ours, and ours is governamerica.com. So there's enough .coms there to do you a while. I'll give you one more, and that's chat.governamerica.com, where a lot of folks are chatting away. And one of the things that they posted is this article about the $11 billion government plan to put smart meters in every British home. This is from Red Eyes Creations. The UK government plans to put smart meters into British homes, and the cost of this program will naturally be passed on to reluctant customers. They say critics of the plan suggest that it would make homes and their national grid vulnerable to terrorists, but that's, you know, now that it's been confirmed that the government agencies are most often involved in terror plots, it's not the terrorists that the average citizen needs to fear. But anyway, it goes on, but the point is they're spending evidently $11 billion in the UK to implement these. And closer to home, Vicki, I guess our government has been actively involved for years also issuing grants to the organizations, companies, and probably universities. I'm sure MIT is heavily involved in this to do the experimentation with regard to this. This is often grant-funded, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Idaho Power, for example, when the Public Utilities Commission first broached the subject of demand management, Idaho Power didn't want to do it because in terms of efficiency, the costs outweigh the benefits. And happening?
That would make sense that the cost would outweigh the benefits, because when they're putting the squeeze, trying to reduce consumption, and they're metering consumption, that by its very nature means that they're going to be, that the companies would be getting less money.
Right.
Except
but the utility companies made a deal with the Public Utilities Commissions that they would not lose any money for reductions in electricity sales. So All the electricity that you save, doesn't matter how much you save, you're going to be paying more for it.
Does that mean, By paying more for it, are you talking about paying for what you use at a higher rate, or
yeah.
is there going to be a flat charge, regardless of whether you use any or not, just to be hooked up?
Well, it will be both. It'll be both because if you just look at the electric grid, the electric system from a technical point of view, it's in place. It is a mechanical kind of system in that they generate electricity, it runs over the lines, all of that. Well, what the smart grid is, it's a huge, big IT system built over the top of the electric grid. We do not need the smart grid. It is an extra overhead cost on top of your electric system.
Mm-hmm.
So those costs are not going to be borne by the utility company. They're going to be passed through to the electric customer through the guaranteed rate recovery system of the utilities.
You know, this reminds me of the words that Obama used, and we've played the clip on the air many times, that under his plan of cap-and-trade system, energy electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. This is what he was talking about, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
I think maybe we're thinking about this cap and trade thing a little wrong.
Well, Vicki, they also, the energy corporations were basically guaranteed that they would not lose money on people using less energy, were they not?
Yes, yes, they were. And
yeah.
So when they told you that the smart meters were going to, you'll be able to save money, what they're talking about is future money that is not directly connected to you. Through demand management, they're planning on being able to reduce the necessity for building power plants.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, now say you're in an area that generates excess electricity.
Right.
What's going to end up happening is that they're going to transfer that electricity to some place like California that doesn't want any more power plants built. So they're going to be taking power from Idaho and selling it to California. And the same thing in New York.
Don't they already do that?
Well, they already do it, but it will be managed as a national system.
Mm.
And with the idea that of reducing energy. You see, it was very clever of them to put electricity under the generic category of energy, because
yeah.
What the peak oil people have done, the doomsday cult, has been able to create a perception of a shortage of oil, coming shortage of oil, and climate change, and disaster, disaster, disaster. And by putting electricity under the category of energy, they were able to claim shortages. So we've got to, you know, put this management system in place so that people's demand can be managed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know something, that whole concept of management, Vicki, is so interesting in the greater picture, because when you look at our money being controlled, our travel, where we travel, how we travel being controlled, our energy usage, water, food, money, our jobs, our health, our education, you name it, whatever it is, you also see in tandem this evolving police state. And it is, not only is it internationalized, but it's localized as well. So you can see this control system taking place, and it is manifesting itself in a police state as well, because the control is so all-encompassing.
Yes, well, that's what the fusion centers are. It's the centralization of emergency response. For first response.
Well, what it means is that anything that we do that is wrong, according to whoever it is, in whatever system it is, it looks like it's going to be criminalized to me.
Well,
if it's wrong, it would be criminalized. But see, here's the thing about this. I think that, I'm glad you brought up the fusion centers, because these smart systems in our homes, I think they're going to be fed right to the fusion centers.
Oh, of course they are. Everything is going to be connected up. In the fusion centers, I have a diagram of the fusion centers, and they have the traffic control systems, the emergency responders, 911, which calls out police, fire, ambulance, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Those systems are all tied in together, and they're all connected to a GIS system.
Okay,
and a
CAD hold it right
system.
There. Let's pick it up with that. That's a very good cliffhanger, good place to hold off. Stay with us, folks. Vicki Davis is here. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. This is Governed America. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. This is Governed America. Our guest is Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And before the break, you were just getting into fusion centers and how they connect with the smart grid, and you were, I think, just getting ready to talk about the GIS database. You want to pick it up there, Vicki?
Yeah, Geographic Information Systems. Mm-hmm. What Enhanced 911 is a system, of course, that when you call 911, they know your location. They can,
Yeah, and you can't turn it off, by the way. If you have a smartphone or something, now they've made it to where you literally can't disable your location.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that information comes up on the 911 operator's screen. But the control center, you know, where the 911 operators reside, they're tied into other systems, other control systems. And I remember when I used the term situational awareness. Well, that's what it's about, is total situational awareness, which is really a concept that I believe derives from the military. You know, total situational awareness of their battlefield.
That definitely sounds like a military term.
Yeah, well, this is Battlefield America.
Yeah.
And the electric grid, these control and surveillance systems all tie in together. I have a report here.
There's a point to be made here, and I don't want you to forget your train of thought, but there's a reason why all of these battlefield technologies, all these military technologies, are being applied to civilian life. The American people don't realize that we are in a covert war. Our government, those creeps that control things, and the multinational corporations that are in bed with them, they're actually in a covert war right now against the American populace. And, well, really, the populace of the entire world.
Darren, anyway, that is such a good point. Because, Vicki, when you talked about functional sovereignty of these massive corporations that are running everything technologically now we have a reason for why there are multi-millions of new laws that represent all of these functionally sovereign corporations. This is why we see all the new laws, why we are seeing SWAT teams sent to, you know, take someone's Hummer because it gets bad gas mileage, and why children are being, you know, handcuffed. Elementary school children are being handcuffed and dragged out of schools for, you know, eating sandwiches in the shape of a gun. That's exactly right, Darren. You're exactly right.
Well, situational awareness, I interrupted you, Vicki.
Well, I was just going to tell you that I have a report here. It's a Congressional Research Service report titled Government Activities to Protect the Electric Grid.
Mm-hmm.
And one part of it, it says, in response to the commission's report, President Clinton signed Presidential Decision Directive 63, PDD 63. Okay, now when I did the research earlier on the fusion centers, those were created as a result of PDD 63. And critical infrastructure protection. So they're doing a lot of this under the guise of national security because of terrorist attacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is how the whole fusion center concept got started.
In other words, in case we rise up against them, because who do they consider the terrorists?
Right. It's us.
Exactly.
Because they're importing Middle Easterners. They're letting our border, they're taking down our border protection and letting our country be flooded with people. And by the way, the children, you know, alleged children that are coming in that are sick.
Right.
Well, I think that's part of an engineered strategy.
I do
because
too.
The redesign of our health care system includes, it started with the Genome Project, but there are researchers that are doing, you know, genetics research. But there were a couple of doctors that were down in South America treating something resistant TB.
Uh,
means that medicine doesn't help it. They don't have a cure for it.
Are you talking about the antibiotic resistant?
Drug-resistant TB, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, well, one of the doctors that was working on that became the president of the World Bank. And so...
That's an interesting connection.
Yeah, isn't it? His name is Jim Yong Kim or something like that. I have his name right here. A guy named Paul Farmer at Harvard. And they're part of the organization Doctors Without Borders.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, so put that
isn't
together.
That special? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't doubt one bit that the crisis is engineered. To be honest with you, I think that this part of this goes real good with Obamacare, because we know Obamacare is doomed to failure. I mean, you can say that right out of the gate. Now, this will give them the out they need to later on say, well, nobody could possibly have anticipated the influx of all these sick immigrants. You know, so... So the fact that the system's overloaded, why, nobody could have possibly anticipated, you know, in other words, blame the influx, which they engineered, on the crisis, which they engineered.
I have the chronology of the reforms of health care and these community health care clinics where they give free care to low-income people were set up by this network of partners in health. And Doctors Without Borders.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've kind of set up the crisis. And, and really, you know, when they get to a certain point in these really big systems and they have to do like a cutover, something dramatic needs to happen so that laws change and attitudes change. And when we had the anthrax events, you know, around 9/11,
right,
that was the same kind of thing. That set the government on the path towards development of a pandemic system.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, the CDC was all ready to go with an early warning system, you know, for hospitals to... Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's totally amazing. You know, you had discovered a Whirlpool document, which indicated, at least it looked like to me when you were writing about it, that they plan on using home internet Wi-Fi connections with the smart appliances, as well as the advanced metering infrastructure. You know, so I guess, you know, smart devices are not, you know, in the home are not limited to the, the PLCC protocol for communications with the utility? So they're going to use our home internet Wi-Fi networks as well?
Well, they would be able to use the smart grid and do a low-frequency event to make every appliance in your house shut off. Because when they get a drop in voltage, they shut off. Have you ever experienced a brownout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of your stuff goes off and some of it stays on. If it's a device that is capable of handling a drop in voltage, it'll stay on, and if it isn't, it'll go off.
And often they fail when they come back, too. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take the bottom of the hour break and we'll continue. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I don't have to tell you what this is all about, 'cause baby, half the fun is in us figuring it all out. Found me. Oh, yeah.
we're back. This is Govern America, governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. That's our website. Vicki Davis is here. Her website is channelingreality.com. I highly encourage you to go there and read her several parts. I think it's like 9 or 10 parts of the on the smart grid, the rest of the story. And that's what we're talking about today. There's a lot of material there that we're not going to get to today. I've got 8 pages of notes here. And obviously, we're just—you can't touch it. You can't delve into it enough. And so, there's a lot of very important links she has in there. A lot of documentation. She documents what she does, ladies and gentlemen. She produces the documents right there in her stuff, as well as links to external information. So you got to check it out. You got to read it all and go through it. You know, even if you spend days studying it, it's worth knowing. So if for nothing else, just so that you can educate other people. You know, Vicki, earlier we were talking about healthcare and how this Obamacare and the worldwide health programs tie into all this, planned pandemics and this sort of thing. One of the things, too, is mental health. You know, I think that they have they're having new technocratic systems come out all the time to monitor people's health. And some of this stuff is pretty Orwellian. I want to play you a clip that I discovered recently, and I get your take on this, because this to me was chilling. There's an app called Ginger.io, and you can get to it. You know, in fact, the website is Ginger.io, and they talk a little bit about this in their website, and there's a video there. This is the audio from the video talking about the app. This thing spies on everything you do. It's totally 1984 George Orwell stuff. Listen to what they say about it.
Sometimes, it can feel like your health gets away from you. Or like your body has a mind of its own, and it won't tell you what it's thinking. It can be hard to answer your doctor's questions about how you feel today, or how you felt last month. But what if your body had a better way to communicate how it was doing? What if you had a better way to listen? That's the idea behind Ginger.io. We use your smartphone, yes, that thing you never put down, to map how you go about your day. We look at things like how much you move around and how many other people you talk to, and ask you a few questions about how you're doing right now. We use this map to help you learn what your body is trying to say. When something seems off, we send an alert to you and to the people who care about your health. No struggling to remember when you had trouble waking up or whether you felt like a 5 or a 7. Just simple questions paired with a system that's always on but never in your way. That's the magic of Ginger.io. We give your health a voice and a way for you and your care team to hear it. Best of all, it's simple, secure, and free. Talk to your care provider to get started. Or check us out at ginger.io and sign up.
Okay, what do you think of that?
Well, I think if it was attached to me, what it would report back to them is that I'm living in a stage of controlled rage at this kind of thing. Because, I mean, well, that's a 24/7 monitor, isn't it?
If you're not, maybe if you don't interact as much as you usually do, you're kind of withdrawn, or if you have an off day, this thing is going to report to your health care providers. Read Big Brother, that, well, you're having an off day. Or how about this? If you forget to take your medication, this thing is going to snitch on you. I mean, it's unbelievable. But I could see people installing this crap on their phone.
I know, because people don't think. They don't think. And so, you know, if you have a senior citizen who needs to have medication, may need a reminder or something like that, that's fine. But to market, to mass market that out there, I can see where at some point in time they'll be ordering mental patients to have that system, not as a voluntary thing, but as an involuntary thing.
That's a very good point, and I think you're right. I think that's probably is where it's headed.
Mm-hmm.
What's
very frightening about that is, according to the National Institute of Health and the CDC, more than almost 30% of Americans have already been diagnosed with some type of a mental illness, and those same statistics are identical in children in the from the school system. And so, yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yeah. Well, they're caging people, you know, with they're invisible bars, but in effect, they are caging people with all of this technology, so that eventually they will control everything, absolutely every aspect of everybody's life.
And yeah, you talk about a lot about deregulation, and I think. You said that also that they've redefined the word sovereignty to mean something entirely different. The self-governing systems, I guess, is what I'm trying to get back to.
In order to implement these global systems, which all of these systems are global, including the smart grid, including global health, in medical records, including education, everything. They're global systems. And what did you ask me? I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't really get to formulate a question. I guess the main thing is, you know, what we're dealing with here, and you talk about Elias Quinn, a law student at University of Colorado. He did this study on this non-intrusive load monitoring, recording electricity consumption at a granular level, and MIT was involved in that. You know, these appliance load signatures, he found they're all surprisingly unique. A lot of people didn't think that they thought it would be a daunting task to kind of get a load signature on every appliance out there, but when they start categorizing them in accordance with types, then they can gather an impressive amount of data on a consumer's usage habits and patterns. The key question I think I have here is, what happens to all the data? You know, aside from the fact that we talked about the fusion centers and how the government would like to be able to spy on us in our own homes, there's still this idea of information being sold. And, you know, people talk about Google and Facebook and all these other companies that encourage people to tell on themselves, to profile themselves, to report on what they're doing, and even to the point of, quote, checking in, like somehow the app or the company is somehow your parent now, and you have to check in. You know, what happens to all the data once all this data is collected through all these corporations?
The Department of Energy is again, with grant funding, they are funding IT researchers and challenging them to find uses for all this data. Now, if you go before your Public Utilities Commission, or you know, if you're fighting a rate case or doing anything with your electric utility, they'll say they're really not interested in that data, which may or may not be true. But data is money. And
yeah.
So that's another, the data is another profit center for the electric utility companies. And all it takes is for the Public Utilities Commission to say, you must release your customer data to, the Department of Energy or, you know, somebody. And they'll do it, and then there's all of your data, all of your activities in your home that is derived through pattern analysis and backing into the devices using the NALM methodology.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take the break. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Energy Policy Act of 2005, the authorized, you know, I guess this authorization of self-regulatory electric reliability organization, which I guess led to NERC. Anyway, stay with us. This is Government America. Vicki Davis is here. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same.
Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lung, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Vicki Davis is here, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And our website is governamerica.com, and you can sign up for the podcast form of this show if you have a podcast catcher program. And one of them is Juice, but you can get to it, I think, through iTunes as well. But you can go there, and the RSS feed for the podcast of this show is there, so you can have it delivered right to your portable slave device. So if you're going to carry around a slave device, you might as well learn about how you have a slave device. Anyway, governamerica.com is now available in podcast form. You can get that at the website. You don't have to carry around a slave device. You can also have it. There's software for the computer It'll deliver it directly to your computer so you can listen to it on demand or anytime, whenever you want, however you want. We like to be versatile. Anyway, before the break, I wanted to get into this Energy Policy Act. You know, the roots of the North American Electric Reliability Council, NERC. You know, wasn't that long ago, Vicki, they were having grid X drills and exercises on the grid. And this is an international organization, is it not? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, NERC was authorized in the Energy Policy Act of 2005. And what NERC is, the North American Energy Reliability Council, it's an organization of utility companies and stakeholders for a system of essentially self-regulation. And let's see, I have a note down here.
Yeah, you had a map there in your writings where they had divided the country into pieces, into regions, where each, you know, and NERC was controlling more and more of the electric grid. Is that right?
Yes. Well, let me tell you what they did with deregulation.
Okay.
They deregulated the electric transmission system. Essentially, they broke up the utility companies. It used to be that the utility companies did the bulk generation. They had their transmission lines and the distribution lines that dropped electricity down at the to the service address. With deregulation, what they did is to essentially take the electric transmission lines and put them into a separate system and created a common carrier system out of the electric grid. Now, the reason why they did that was because of renewable energy infeeds.
Mm-hmm.
The renewable energy companies were dependent upon a utility company giving approval to use their transmission lines. And why would they want to do that? You know, because they're competing with the utility company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they forced the utility companies to buy the energy produced by the renewable energy companies, and they split off the transmission lines and created a separate system run by a, I guess you would call it a consortium, an independent system operators. So the utility companies don't manage the transmission grid anymore. These regional transmission operators manage the transmission grid. So in 2005, what that legislation did was that Congress authorized FERC to authorize the creation of a self-regulatory electric reliability organization to promulgate and enforce mandatory reliability standards for the bulk power system. Okay. Hmm. So what the utility companies did is that they formed the North American Reliability Council. They filed for approval with FERC and with the National Energy Board of Canada and with 8 Canadian provinces to create the North American Electric Reliability Organization. So the people that are in control, have regulatory authority over our electric transmission grid, is really an international organization.
This is a perfect example of corporate fascism.
Oh, yes, it is. And okay, now here's the important thing that I was getting to that I forgot when I was talking about these global systems, is that what they are doing with they are redefining sovereignty to be functional sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
And NERC is a perfect example of functional sovereignty. the utility companies have sovereignty over their industry. Now, FERC supposedly retains control over the transmission grid in the United States, but anybody who understands the nature of power, and by power I mean political and economic, FERC has no power.
Mm-hmm.
They become just a facade, and
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Supposedly, FERC is the regulatory apparatus for NERC, but they've acquiesced all their authority to NERC. So
that's correct.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
So
then we have the. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
I was just going to talk about the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007. That's another thing you write about, authorizing research and data mining. That's pretty interesting. Via the smart grid systems?
Anybody that wants to understand what the purpose of the smart grid is, just go find that legislation, the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007.
Yeah, they laid it all out in there, didn't they?
Oh, they sure did. And, you want to read some of them? You've got it up. You have it up?
I don't have it up before me right now, but I could certainly bring it up. One of the important points I thought you made about that, by the way, is that it could not have been written by Congress. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, let me read just one of them. This is under smart grid functions. The ability to develop, store, send, and receive digital information concerning electricity use, costs, price, time of use, nature of use, storage, and other information relevant to device, grid, or utility operations to or from or by means of the electric utility system through one or a combination of devices and technologies. Okay, that was written by an IT person who knows the use of the data that they can collect from the IT systems that are managing the grid, and they wanted legislation authorizing their ability to vacuum it all up.
Yeah, well, that's not
uncommon, and it's important to look at the size of this thing. You're talking about one company, NERC, and you're talking about their absolutely total control over all education, all health, all jobs, which are mostly computerized now, all banking systems, the food systems, the water systems, the energy systems, all travel systems, all money, all banking. I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary. The power that this one entity has been given, not only in the United States, but also in Canada and Mexico.
Well, that's true, because everything in our country really depends upon electricity.
Absolutely.
Without electricity, we're back into the dark ages. And Congress just, gave away authority over our electric grid. Those guys are really something, aren't they?
Yeah, they're something, all right. I can't say what on the air because we want to keep it family friendly here. All right, I'll tell you what, we're at the end of this hour. We'll open up the phone lines in the next hour. There's still a lot to talk about, and we'll touch on what we can as we can, as time allows, here on Govern America. But you're welcome to call in if you'd like to join the conversation. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to get into also this whole cap-and-trade idea, because I think we have a substitute cap-and-trade system. I really see this as being a de facto cap-and-trade. We'll get Vicki's take on that in the next hour. Stay with us. Govern America continues. Hour number 3 is right after the news at the top of the hour. Stay with us. With finance.